Hi, this is Anita Hummel from the Dusty Roads podcast about living life as a global citizen. I spent over 30 years of my life living and working in mainly Asia. So if you're looking for some inside information about what it means to be a global citizen, you are in the right place. Hi, this is Anita from Dusty Roads, and this is episode 8. Today we're going to talk about some tips when you're going to travel to a country or place for the first time. What are some things you should do? So you've decided it's time to get off the couch, out of the house, and go see something or go somewhere to see something. So what do you do? What are some things you can do to prepare for where you're going to go or where you're going to travel? Well, the first thing you need to do is make sure you understand your visa situation. For example, if you're going to travel to Vietnam, most countries are going to need a visa before they come. So make sure you understand what kind of visa you need. In fact, in my experience, an airplane will not even let you on the plane until they've checked your visa for where you're going to make sure that you have the right visa and have a right to enter the country. Of course, if you're going to a place where you don't need a visa, they will not check that. But if you do, they will check it and they will make sure that your visa is up to date and you can get into the country. Why? They don't want to have a problem at the other end. If the country doesn't let you in, then they have to send you back again. So really, it's important. That's the first step that you need to do is make sure you understand all this. The next thing is, if you're traveling to a place that's very different than your own, learn a little bit about the culture. You know, read some books, watch some movies, listen to a podcast, go on YouTube, see where people that have been living, working, or traveling there, some things that they've said that you should do. Find out as much as you can about the place you're going to go. You know, understand a bit more about the culture of the place. You'll learn some basic things like, what language do they speak? I always like to tell the story about years ago, I was on the airplane on a United flight from Los Angeles to Palm Springs. And it was a small plane, and a flight attendant that was off duty or going home ended up sitting next to me. And I turned to her, I said, oh, I just flew in from China today. And she turned and looked at me with a straight face and said, so do you speak Japanese? And I'm like, no, I came from China. Like, the Chinese do not speak Japanese. Like, it's not the same country. Yeah, so understand a bit about where you're going. Like, understand that Vietnam and Laos is not the same culture. Neither is Vietnam and Cambodia. They speak different languages. There's, you know, different things about each of the countries. If you are going to go to Africa, the countries are all different there. The Middle East or Europe or anywhere you're going, take the time and get to know a little bit about the history of the place you are traveling to and learn a little bit about it. I remember once somebody told me, American girl who was visiting Vietnam, and she went up to my friend's tour company that was in Sapa. And as part of their, you know, the tour, the guides that were Hmong started, you know, telling them a little bit about the Hmong people in Sapa and then began to talk a little bit about what we Americans call the Vietnam War. And then she went on, talked about it and called it the American War. And this girl got very upset. She's like, I'm American. You can't call it the American War. And she's like, well, that's what we call it over here. So if you're going to go to a country which is sensitive towards your own, learn a little bit about it. Learn a little bit about how the people there feel about things and learn a little bit about their history and their point of view. Another thing you should do is, especially if you have medical concerns, if you have illnesses, is to understand a little bit about your medical care options before you go. Understand that little bit, like if you get sick, where could you maybe go? Make sure you have the proper insurance that will cover you so you don't get stuck. Make sure that you know what your options would be or how you could be able to find the medical care that you need. I know someone that got into a motorbike accident up in Sapa, and she was quite badly hurt. She came down to Hanoi and had no idea where to go. They hadn't done any of their research to find out if there's any other hospitals or clinics or anything here. So they got into a taxi and basically asked the taxi driver, where do we go? Well, of course, the taxi driver only knows he only knew the local Vietnamese hospitals. Drops her off at this local Vietnamese hospital who, you know, the doctor basically says to her like, oh, there's no problem with you, you know, just go home. And then they went to the hotel and, you know, she couldn't sleep all night, was in so much pain. Finally, they asked the hotel, and the hotel said, well, go to there's a hospital here, which is the French hospital. Go there. They went there, discovered that her back had been broken. You know, so really, like, understand a little bit of your options before you go. If something does happen, you know, what are my options? Where can I go? What do I need to do? It's always good to be a little bit prepared. Another one is make sure your vaccinations are up to date. With the new COVID, I expect that a lot of countries will not even let you in unless you have a proper vaccination card and can show you vaccinations. But there are other vaccinations you should consider getting too. For example, if you're traveling Southeast Asia, you want to make sure that you have a rabies vaccination. I once got bit by a dog and I didn't know if my rabies vaccination was up to date or not. And a lot of dogs have rabies, so I ended up having to get a rabies shot. You know, you might want to look at some of the other ones as, you know, hepatitis A, Japanese encephalitis, typhoid, hepatitis B, malaria. You know, some of the other ones that you might want to make sure that you have. If you're in the United States, you can go to the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, and on their website, they have a directive where they can tell you which kind of vaccinations you might need. I know firsthand from places like here in Vietnam, dengue fever can be an issue in Cambodia and in Vietnam and other places here. You know, so know what you need to do. What are some of the symptoms of dengue fever? What do you need to understand about it? You know, so I think it's important that you understand all of these things. Understand also, too, a little bit about the country, how safe it is. You know, I'm a great believer in that you don't flash cash around. I don't care how much money you think you have or what a big shot you think you are. You don't flash cash around. Whenever I travel, I have two wallets. I have my main wallet that might have my cash and credit card in it. And then I'll have a smaller wallet or an area where I keep some of the smaller change. So if I'm going to buy some water or something small, I can be able to take that one out and I'm not flashing cash around. Many times I will leave, you know, money in a safe in a hotel. Just take the precautions. Don't, if you got those baggy pants that a lot of guys have, you know, don't just kind of like, you know, leave your wallet or your phone hanging out of there because chances are it may get robbed. Remember, in a lot of these countries, you know, there are people looking to pickpocket or other things. Whenever I go to an ATM, if I take out cash, I don't stand on the road and start counting it. You know, like if you're going to do that, go somewhere private where people can't see you or see what you have or what kind of money you have on you, because that's just asking a little bit for some problems. The other thing is understand a little bit about the currency, about where you're going to go and some other basics of how you're going to get from the airport to your hotel. How are you going to get from this place to this place? Buy yourself a map and check out the map and find out where things are and about how far they are and what distance they are. You'll learn a little bit about the place you're going. Try to find out if they have ATM machines and how are you going to be able to exchange money. You know, the internet today is such a great thing because you can learn so much on there. There's so many people that are traveling to places and are putting up blogs and other information that you can just go on there and you can learn everything you need to learn. You can even, you know, understand, like, do I need to buy a phone card if I want to have a local phone? Can I buy it at the airport? How can I buy it? What can I do? There's probably someone who's already written about that and is telling you about it and giving you instruction already. If you have all of these things in your head before you go, then you'll have a much better trip because you'll know where you're going, what you need to do. You'll have an understanding of it. You're going to save yourself time. And you're not going to be standing in a train station or a bus station thinking like, where do I need to go or what do I need to do? because that is definitely the wrong way to travel. So before you go somewhere, plan. If you're going to Vietnam, I've written a blog called 32 Tips for First-Time Travelers to Vietnam, which has a lot of information on it about a lot of my tips of where I think you should go or where I think you should travel. Vietnam's a wonderful place to come to visit. So you can find out more by checking out my blog on abusonadustyroad.com. If you've enjoyed our Dusty Roads podcast, please give us a thumbs up and tell others about us. And we'd love to hear from you or hear any suggestions you might have. Thank you so much for listening. This podcast is sponsored by A Bus on a Dusty Road, a blog about living life as a global citizen. Please go to our blog at abusonadustyroad.com and sign up for our free newsletter. If you've enjoyed this podcast, give us a thumbs up, leave us a review, and help to pass this along. Thank you so much for listening.